The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and as always, we have an hour of high-quality information planned for you. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet.
And before we get started, I want to talk a little bit. We know about an MD, a medical doctor, and that you have years of education and you have continuing medical education requirements in order to maintain your status as a licensed professional. And I just want to let everybody know what a licensed nutrition counselor means. A number of years ago, in the late 1980s, if you had been working in the nutrition industry and being paid for the information you were giving in a counseling session, you were then required to have a license in order to continue doing that. And in order to become a licensed nutritionist at that time, if you had already established yourself in the industry, you had to submit to the Department of Professional Regulation three case histories, and the case histories had to include the diagnosis from a physician, the recommendations with regard to diet suggestions and supplement use, as well as lifestyle information. And those case histories had to be notarized. So the signature of the client in this case, the signature of the client had to be notarized. So the client had to be in person and making certain that the information on the papers being submitted to the Department of Professional Regulation, those papers were absolutely correct. And so after submitting those and the Department of Regulation reviewed all of those applications, some people were granted a license, some people were not. I happened to be among those granted a license, and in order to maintain that licensed status for all of these years, every year I have to do 15 hours of continuing education units. And so I have been doing that. But because I'm really interested in this field, because I have truly a thirst for enlarging the scope of my knowledge, what I have done is fortunately been able to travel around the world. I traveled all through Germany, visiting clinics that specialized in sports injuries, in stroke rehabilitation, in detoxification. I was fortunate enough to visit Belgium and visit a manufacturing facility there. I was very, very fortunate to be able to go to Montreal and study with the physicians from the McGill University and take a tour of the Lallemand facility there, having to do with all of the gastrointestinal probiotic information. I've traveled to the west coast of Canada, to Vancouver. I've been to Utah at a number of different manufacturing facilities. So in addition to my continuing education units, I have done a great deal more to enlarge the scope of my knowledge. So in addition to what's required to provide the state, the Department of Professional Regulation, I have far more in-depth information. So I just wanted to tell everybody what the background for a licensed nutritionist is. It's required now to be a registered dietitian in order to be licensed and recognized as a nutrition counselor. What's very, very interesting is the education that the dietitians have is vastly different from my education. So just a little background on what I do.
So you're saying now to become a licensed nutritionist, you have to be a
registered dietitian. Yes.
Okay, that's not good. That's the food industry taking over.
It has been an issue for years with regard to the Florida Department of Professional Regulation that the dietitians did not want us to be able to give nutrition information. It's been a very, very interesting 30 years.
Because I'm sure the dietitians aren't telling people to cut back on carbohydrates, for example.
Well, as another example, registered dietitians have some additional education to become a specialist with regard to diabetes education. And I have seen from two of the very well-known hospitals here in South Florida, the papers that are given to people seeking education after a diabetes diagnosis. And at the top of one of those pieces of paper is Equal in very large letters. Mm-hmm. On the other, Splenda. And so for many, I can't say that all, but for some of the diabetes educators out there, they let diabetics think that it is okay to use artificial sweeteners. And in my view, that just keeps the diabetic on a blood sugar roller coaster.
What's their, what a dietitian's position on organic food?
It doesn't matter. And the only supplement that you need to take would be something such as Centrum or One a Day. And we know that if you look at those ingredients, they have all of the ingredients, or they have most of the ingredients needed in a multi, but the forms of those ingredients tend to be very poor. Just as an example, it would be synthetic vitamin E rather than natural source.
And the other role of a dietitian is to formulate menus in hospitals and nursing homes. And what are they looking for? Not the best quality food, but how can they feed the people for the least amount of money?
Okay, so they need to give the population in the hospital, the nursing home, the schools, those types of facilities, they need to give the population a certain number of calories. Those calories has to be spread across the board of protein, carbohydrate, and fat. And having a little experience with a relative in an assisted living facility, the quality and the combinations that are offered can be very puzzling to me. I can't understand the combinations of different foods. So it's difficult for me to understand how common sense has escaped that education.
And also yesterday we were talking about vitamin A and how vegetarians may be at risk of having low levels of vitamin A just based on a vegetarian diet. And one of the listeners took issue with that because we didn't make a distinction between all the different levels of becoming a vegetarian. Because, I mean, there are definitions.
Surely. Okay, so a
vegetarian. And I wonder why that came up, because I'm sure the original vegetarian really meant vegetarian. It means you didn't eat any meat products or animal products.
Any flesh.
Any animal product. But now they have.
Not animal products, because like honey would come into this discussion, which is an animal product. Eggs, you know, so you're not eating the flesh of the animal, but you're eating an animal product, so to speak. Okay, so
you're going to clarify it. So there's
I'm going to attempt.
Okay.
Okay. So jump in anytime, Dr. Slavin. Okay, so a vegetarian, no flesh of an animal. Okay. There are lacto-ovo vegetarians who eat dairy products and eggs. Okay. And then there's also, and see, I wouldn't necessarily consider this in the vegetarian category, but it's a pescatarian, someone who eats fish. An aquatic animal with fins, okay? Not necessarily seafood. So seafood would be a different category, but category with fins, all right? And then we go into vegan. And a true vegan would not eat any animal products whatsoever. So that would eliminate dairy and eggs. And the strict vegan would avoid the use of any animal derived substance.
Also fin food.
Okay. So, no leather. So they would not use leather belt or leather shoes or purse or anything like that. And they would, in some cases, a very strict vegan would not use honey. It is, would have been taken away. And anybody who's seen the bee movie understands that, how hard the bees work, and people just take their honey.
What's the group that's against using animals for anything?
Vegan.
No, the group, the organized group. People for the prevention of cruelty.
Oh,
you know, what is
PETA?
It? PETA.
Okay.
Now, what are they? Are they vegans?
They want ethical treatment, and most of them, yes, could be vegan. It doesn't require them to be vegan. It just requires humane treatment of animals. And it's very, very interesting because there's a case in the courts in Palm Beach right now of an animal that was brought, a dog, a pet, that was brought in for teeth to be cleaned, and was damaged during the handling after anesthesia and had a dislocated hip. And the veterinarian did not attend to the hip, and ultimately the animal died. And so the suit against, I don't know whether it's against the veterinarian or just to, in general, change the status of pets. Right now, pets are considered property, and the suit seeks to establish a more humane category. I'm not certain what it is, but a more humane category for how pets are integrated into our families. They aren't property. They're of a much higher status than, say, a piece of furniture or an appliance that you own, even your house. They have significant status.
They have rights.
Well, according to the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, they do. And we as humans, supposedly the highest status in this whole category, should have an understanding. And people don't understand. And unfortunately, there's a great deal of cruelty. And so that music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned. Lots more to come. Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332. or amtcenters.com.
Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor, offers remote counseling sessions. She'll work with you to help you manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She'll help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. Sessions are offered via telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she'll provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at janetcimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
Welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're pretty much covered with the vegan-vegetarian discussion.
And the nutritionist discussion.
And the nutritionist discussion.
So we cleared that up. And it all started yesterday when we were talking about how certain diets predispose people to nutritional deficiencies. And that's where testing comes in. You don't want to be caught being malnourished because you're inadvertently following a specific type of diet. And that's where testing comes in. Now, in the case of vitamin A deficiencies, very important nutrient. Is your doctor testing your vitamin A levels? I don't think so. You know, we talked earlier today about what nutritionists do, what dietitians do. It stems from who's paying for their training. In other words, who's supporting the groups or makes up the curriculum for their training. The same thing is true for doctors. Who's supporting the curriculum of a doctor's training? And it's the drug companies, clearly. And that's why doctors should be called prescriptionists, because that's all they do is write prescriptions so patients can load up on pills instead of loading up on good nutrition. And all we're suggesting is get your doctor to order, you know, nutritional testing to make sure you're not deficient in things. Now, what do we see routinely as being low? We see vitamin D levels low, magnesium levels low. If you check for it, you'll see vitamin A levels low and perhaps zinc and copper and all the trace minerals. You'll see omega-3 levels low. You'll see CoQ10 levels low, vitamin C levels low. This is routine amongst people in this country when you measure their levels of nutrients. But they're not being tested, so nothing is ever being found. And what's the consequence of it?
Consequences are so widespread.
Now, there was a report about just how much sugar people consume. And I would say...
Don't we do this every year?
Well, I mean, we could talk about sugar every day because it really is the real poison that people need to be afraid of. You know, the little white powder to be afraid of is sugar.
And it goes far beyond that little white powder. It goes into high fructose corn syrup in virtually every processed food that you see. So you need to check the salt and the sodium and the sugar content in any processed food you're choosing.
Well, the Coca-Cola company is stating that sugary beverages can be safely enjoyed as part of a balanced diet and lifestyle. Well, no, the answer is no, it can't. Now, am I saying never have it if you enjoy it? All right, occasionally.
Occasionally. Yeah. And that's where so many people go astray. They think because it's readily available, they can have it every single day. But the truth is, it is in the category of treat. Remember that concept that once in a while you could have a treat? People think that they can have a treat every single day. It no longer is a treat. It's a daily routine then.
Well, you know, here's what a recent study showed, that the idea of junk food can be safely enjoyed in moderation is not true.
I don't think
not so. Not true. There was a study that showed that eating just one junk food treat a day for 1 month is enough to trigger metabolic syndrome in healthy people. Now, metabolic syndrome is a collection of problems like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes or prediabetes, weight gain. That's metabolic syndrome. How do you test for metabolic syndrome? By definition, it's insulin resistance. That's another name for it. is your doctor doing a test to check for insulin resistance?
Fasting insulin level.
Right. Fasting insulin level, the upper limit is 9, but ideally it should be closer to, you know, between 3 and 5 would be the ideal.
What is the best way to balance your fasting insulin level? Exercise. And it doesn't have to be a very, very long, intense exercise routine. That pace, doing alternate levels of intensity of your exercise for a short period of time in the morning and in the evening creates a lot of benefit with regard to balancing fasting insulin levels and glucose levels and your A1C.
So I know people are concerned about getting a stroke or having a heart attack, diabetes, for example.
Cancer, big one.
And those are all the consequences of metabolic syndrome. So why wouldn't you want to identify that? Well, the reason is, and from mainstream medicine's point of view, is there are no drugs to treat metabolic syndrome because you haven't gotten sick enough yet.
And I see that very, very frequently, Dr. Slavin, where people come with a number that's very, very close to the top of the range. Mm-hmm. And they say that they've had a discussion with their doctor, and their doctor is saying, well, let's wait and see, and let's retest in 6 months and see where you are then. And I tell the people that I'm speaking with that, now is the time to act before it is a diagnosable condition.
So what the doctors are waiting for, they're not diagnosing the insulin resistance. So they're missing an opportunity to really help people. They're waiting for the insulin resistance to turn into high blood pressure or diabetes or high cholesterol. Now they have drugs to treat those symptoms, but they still haven't treated metabolic syndrome or insulin resistance because the only treatment that works is dietary changes. Unless you let it go for so long, when dietary changes will no longer be effective because you've exhausted your pancreas's ability to produce insulin. Now, here's how it affects all of us, though. Medicaid, for example, spends $8 billion a year on severe obesity. And this is entirely avoidable. Why are we giving out a medical assistance without any quid pro quo, so to speak? In other words, we'll give you free Medicare, medical care. All right, but you give us something else. We want to see that you're maintaining your weight in a normal level or you're exercising. We should do that. I don't know. Do you agree with that, Jen?
I'm kind of rolling my eyes mm-hmm. at Dr. Slavin because have you heard of food deserts, Dr. Slavin?
Food deserts?
Yes.
No.
Okay. So a food desert is an area in a neighborhood where no fresh food is available. There would be plenty of fast food opportunities, and there would be plenty of little market opportunities with packaged processed food, but there would be no access to fresh food, vegetables, raw proteins that would require cooking. So that is one of the problems, these food deserts. So people don't have access to the basics in food, so that there is...
Where are these deserts?
Okay, many cities, mostly within cities.
Okay, because I haven't seen any deserts down here in Florida.
Oh, you don't travel very widely, do you?
Well, what I'm saying is you don't have to travel far to get out of the desert.
Okay. How might you travel, Dr. Slavin?
If you don't have a car, take a bus.
Okay.
If they were walking and riding a bicycle, they probably wouldn't have these issues with obesity. There is such a thing as individual responsibility. And what you're telling me is now the people aren't smart enough to know what's good for them.
That isn't it. I speak with so many people who are smart mm-hmm. enough to know that what's going on with their health can be traced back to some food choices that they've been making for years. It might be one choice, let's say sodas, that they drink three sodas a day. And that that understanding and gets to their awareness, and so they make a change. But sometimes that inability to access fresh food is compromised, number one, by transportation, number two, by economics. There's a lot that goes into it. So, in my view, placing blame, isn't the right way. Is the food stamp program properly set up? Nah, not so much. There's a lot of charitable organizations that do provide a very, very nice comprehensive array of fresh foods. And some of them have unfortunately not been able to continue doing business because of government regulations that get in the way of their being able to distribute food that might have been one day from the expiration dates, things like that, regulations like that.
Well, I think that clearly people can do a better job, namely the government, if they can get involved at all. But they are involved. They're giving $8 billion to care for obesity, number one.
So
you can feed a lot of people. You can get a lot of people out of the food desert for $8 billion. On top of that, with all the food stamps, you can get a lot of people out of the food desert with the food stamps.
And
it's not being done.
Okay. Now, is it just the government? I don't necessarily think so. What is the organization that wants to make sure you have access to inexpensive cheese food product? It's the Dairy Association. Okay, what is that cheese food product full of? Hormones and antibiotics. When we spoke with Dr. Perlmutter the other day, we learned about the importance of having that beneficial microbiome in order to properly digest foods and be able to have a reasonable metabolism that burned calories well. And unfortunately, a lot of times when there is access through government programs to provide food along with the Medicaid food stamps program, a lot of times the quality of what is being offered is very poor. Why is it very poor? For the very same reason that we are overrun with pharmaceuticals. It is the interference of corporate greed with regard to how these foods are distributed and what foods are distributed. And that music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. When we come back, I want to talk about when there is a risk of vitamin A deficiency, and it's pretty high potential for a risk of vitamin A deficiency, what some of the other issues are. And I want to talk about Jana Juice and Jana Biotic and how you can turn situations around even when you don't have absolute access to the high quality foods. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more. And welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. Just before the break, I was saying that I wanted to talk about what the risks are with vitamin A deficiency. We talked about that a little bit, and all of those other deficiencies that you, Dr. Slavin, know that you can test your patients for those deficiencies.
Yeah, but just to finish up the last discussion, if you don't change your diet, you can throw all the money in the world at it. And I don't care what level you're at. If you don't eat properly, you can throw all the money in the form of hospitalizations and drugs.
I agree.
And you don't change the outcome. So what do you have to do? Eat organic food. And there we go with the food desert again.
Let the record show I rolled my eyes.
Yes. Avoid processed foods. Avoid and eat, you know, fermented foods when you have a chance. And if you're going to have meat or chicken or fish, you want to have it organically raised and you want it wild caught. Now, I know the food desert comes up again and again when I talk about this, but why should it? Why should we be selling all this junk food everywhere instead of healthy food?
And you're not doing it. It's Kraft and Kellogg's and General Mills and Heinz and all of those different companies. And take a look at the CEOs, what they're bringing home every year in compensation. And do they have a motivation to change things, to put good nutrition in those foods that are selling, hotcakes off the shelves?
But it's changing. You see more and more organically grown foods available because people are demanding it.
A lot of people are growing their own.
And growing their own. Are they growing it in those food deserts?
Very interesting what Bette Midler did in New York City. She saw all of these empty lots and trashed, and those parks that are the center aisles of different north-south roadways in Manhattan. And she organized the neighborhood cleanup routine, so they cleaned up the trash, and then they started planting things. And so that whole concept of neighborhood gardens. And now on my trip through Germany, I will never forget all of the summer houses. And these are tiny little 100, 200 square feet places that sit on different plots in the neighborhood garden in Delray Beach. I pass a church property, and there's a community garden there. In Boca Raton, near the downtown library, there's a community garden. So you can establish a plot within this large community garden and grow a certain amount of food. They provide the land, they provide the soil, they provide the water, you provide the labor.
So what you're saying is these are oases of food.
Oases, yes. Yes, indeed, Dr. Slavin. And so there's the beginning of enlightenment. So right in the center of towns and cities, we're seeing people understand the need to have some fresh food in their diets. And so they're providing it for themselves because the businesses around don't provide it. And so, that should be a pretty eye-opening thing, that the population is becoming educated about the need for the nutrients that they find in these fresh foods.
We've all heard of the saying, you buy someone fish and you feed them for a day, you give them a fishing pole and you feed them for life. Same thing here. Instead of giving them junk food, help them set up these food oases so they can, you know, grow food and improve health.
That's very, very true. And I'm in agreement. And so in my view, the movement has started.
All right.
Okay.
Now you were talking about vitamin A again.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so they're saying, and I find this kind of hard to believe, vitamin A deficiency tends to be minimal in the United States. But I see so many people taking food source supplements, and it's beta carotene, not even the whole comprehensive carotenoid profile, just beta carotene, and you're not going to be able to convert that beta carotene to true vitamin A. So when you have vitamin A deficiency, let's just say you're not deficient, but you're in the low level of the range of vitamin A, it also puts you at greater risk for hormone imbalances, for infertility. What is a huge problem now in the United States? Let's say GMOs are a contributing factor, but a simple deficiency like vitamin A contributing to infertility. And there's a fertility clinic in every town in South Florida these days. Mood disorders, skin problems, and the biggie, in my view, thyroid dysfunction.
Can you be vitamin A deficient before you develop symptoms?
Dr. Slavin, of course.
That's the problem. The definition of vitamin A deficiency is one where you have the symptoms of vitamin A deficiency. And that's why there's that discrepancy or the dispute over, is there vitamin A deficiency or not? So they're saying there's no vitamin A deficiency because we're not seeing night blindness or eye inflammation, because those are the severest forms, just like we don't see vitamin C deficiencies because we don't see people's bodies falling apart from scurvy, but we see
bleeding gums.
But we see a lot of other pre-symptoms of scurvy. In other words, you have vitamin C deficiencies, but at a milder degree, and it's totally being ignored. And so you can go right down the line with all these nutrients. Do we have vitamin D deficiencies? Of course we do, but they're not symptomatic, you know, until someone, you know, gets really sick and then
okay.
You say,
vitamin A, vitamin D deficiencies, in my opinion, maybe they are not, these symptoms are not recognized as indicating a deficiency. But think about all the people with allergies. Think about all of the people who are very, very much at risk for catching whatever virus is going around. Every few months, they have a sore throat. Every few months, they have an upper respiratory infection, an ear infection. All of those, that immune dysfunction is very much related to the A and D deficiency. And when you support A and D levels, and everybody has a different need.
Okay, what about a Fosamax deficiency?
I haven't seen that one yet. As a matter of fact, if you want to avoid bone cyst of the jaw, stay away from that Fosamax.
But the point is, you go to have your bone density checked, and they tell you you've got osteoporosis. It's you're right, Jen. It's not a Fosamax deficiency. It's a nutrient deficiency, most likely a vitamin D deficiency, a vitamin K deficiency.
Vitamin K. And how many people are so afraid of vitamin K?
Oh, who started that rumor?
It's going to cause me to form blood clots. Isn't that dangerous? I can't tell you how many times I've had that discussion.
And people are wrong all the time. Check your levels. That's all I can say. So you can manage your health. Because doctors are not managing your health, they're managing your disease. And imagine managing your disease with drugs. How do you manage your health? You manage your health by eating properly and taking supplements appropriately.
Absolutely true. Here we go. Here's how the basis of how we were explaining the vegetarian vegan issue. Strict vegans who avoid all animal-based foods and alcoholics are two groups that tend to be more prone to vitamin A deficiency than the general population. Now, do you remember, I'm going to say it's about 15 years ago, Dr. Slavin, maybe a little bit more, when there was a study that came out that if you used beta carotene, you had a greater risk of dying. Do you remember that? No, you don't remember that. Okay. So then when you investigated who were the people who took part in the study that came to that research conclusion, they were smokers and alcoholics. And so the ability to convert beta carotene to vitamin A in the general population is questionable. In alcoholics, it's virtual assurance that you're not going to be able to convert beta carotene. Then the study did not release the form of beta carotene until years later. It was a synthetic beta carotene. Ooh, do you think you're going to be able to convert that very well? I don't think so. So pay attention to the sources of your nutrients. And as Dr. Slavin has been mentioning, we have the absolute luxury of being able to test our blood and find out where we are at risk, where we are at risk for creating hormonal imbalances, infertility, mood disorders. How basic is that? Whenever there's someone who's talking about, well, their mood is kind of low, maybe they're depressed, a variety of different problems like that, what are they given? An antidepressant. And when they have their antidepressant, okay, that's going to take care of everything. But have you seen the list of side effects associated with antidepressant use? And possibly, is it just a vitamin A, vitamin D deficiency? Do you need to address the sugar intake? Do you need to address your gut bacteria? There's just so much that you can do before you require an antidepressant pharmaceutical. And who thinks about vitamin A when you're talking about depression, low mood, maybe anger, aggression, any kind of thing like that? And Dr. Slavin.
Well, I was just, reading something that's important about making the right diagnosis. And it doesn't matter whether it's a diagnosis of low vitamin A or a diagnosis of cancer. You always have to confirm that diagnosis and never accept one opinion or one test. Always revalidate the diagnosis. And here was an interesting statistic that came up, that when it comes to cancer biopsies, they're saying 1.4% could be a mistake. And that's probably a low estimate. It's probably higher than that. So going by just one biopsy or what happens sometimes is you give those slides to a second pathologist to read and confirm. At a cancer, institute where they're used to seeing lots of slides, not your community hospital, it's always a good idea.
Second opinion. And that music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. We'll be right back.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2000. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
Welcome back to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. And Dr. Slavin, I have seen on television an absolutely horrific commercial, and it's advertising the shingles vaccine. And it shows a gentleman obviously in great pain with a horrific blistering rash all across his face, going down his nose, near his eye, just horrific. And what's very interesting is here's an article about the chickenpox vaccine is now causing a shingles epidemic in children and adults. So it goes on to say that the rate of shingles has been increasing since the 1990s, and it's estimated that about 1 in 3 adults will develop the disease in their lifetime. A certain number will experience recurring outbreaks, and 1 in 5 will suffer severe, debilitating pain known as post-herpetic neuralgia. And what I have to say is this relates to the A&D. Your immune system is going to function and help to prevent an outbreak of a viral, I can't remember the name of the virus that hides in your nerve endings. No, I know chicken. Okay, I know the name of the chickenpox virus. No, it's like when something hides. And anyhow, I'll get back to that one.
Lies dormant?
No. Okay. I'll come up with it before the end of the show. I will come up with it. Anyhow, when people support their immune systems, vitamin C, zinc, vitamin A, vitamin D, crucial, omega-3 fatty acids, high quality fatty acids that are supporting, or have a supportive content of EPA to reduce the potential for inflammation. And what is one of the things that seems to be a trigger for the outbreak of shingles in an adult? And it is stress. So things like theanine, GABA, Rolora, ashwagandha, rhodiola, all of those different substances have a very, very beneficial effect at reducing the metabolic effects of stress. So you don't have to be a victim.
Well, in medical training, they used to say that an adult that breaks out with shingles, keep in the back of your mind the possibility of cancer. Maybe the two have one thing in common, a decline in immune system function. And here we go around in a vicious circle because we're ignoring, what is it, ignoring the elephant in the room? Your nutrient status, you know, all those nutrients that Janet said, you should test yourself to make sure they're all optimal, so you can maintain a strong immune system. Now, back to the shingles vaccine and the smallpox, I mean, and the chickenpox vaccine. They're the same vaccine, only the shingles vaccine is a stronger version of the chickenpox vaccine. And why are we seeing an increased outbreak of shingles it's felt that it was the introduction of, it seems to coincide with the introduction of the chickenpox vaccine. So you're interfering with the way nature was set up to operate. You would be exposed to these viral infections as an infant. It would give you a natural type of immunity that would be long-lasting. And instead, you're giving a vaccine that guarantees shorter lasting immunities. That's why they're recommending giving booster shots to these vaccines. A better approach is just to take the make sure your nutrient status is optimal. How would you do that? We talked about it. Again, you would take the various multivitamin supplements. You might want to take, obviously you have to take extra vitamin D, maybe extra zinc, vitamin A. Vitamin A isn't routinely found in a lot of supplements now. It's just beta carotene, as we pointed out.
Well,
you can't convert the beta carotene to vitamin A, so you have to take that as well.
And this is where a formula like Jana Juice comes in. It is so comprehensive with its antioxidant and anti-inflammatory benefits and its very, very active amounts of different vitamins and minerals. So zinc, copper, we didn't talk about selenium. Selenium is so critically important for how your immune system is going to work, both the immediate response to an invading virus or bacteria and the long-term immunity that keeps you safe from debilitating degenerative diseases such as cancer. So black cherry is going to have trace minerals and does cellular support function, but it also supports your ability to sleep. That melatonin content is going to allow you to have the kind of sleep that is absolutely restorative, and that's what you need. So many people that I speak with, Dr. Slavin, they are unfortunately awakened every couple of hours, either to use the restroom or just because they don't ever get into all of the different levels of sleep. So mangosteen, that's going to have magnesium. How many people are deficient in magnesium? And once again, we can test our blood, specifically the red blood cells, in order to determine if you have optimized magnesium levels. Goji, it's anti-inflammatory, antifungal, antibacterial. So that Jana Juice, here's this easy way, just 2 capsules a day on a preventive level, 6 capsules a day if you need it to act as a therapy if you're coming down with some virus or bacteria. Dr. Slavin?
Finishing off today's program, I was looking up the latest on the flu vaccine. The CDC says it's the best way for you to prevent the flu.
No.
We disagree with that. And then if you continue reading, it says, under the best of circumstances, and that means when they actually have a good match for the viruses that are circulating, under the best of circumstances, you are 60% less likely to catch the flu. That means 40% unchanged. That's almost 50-50. And then if you're over 65, they said the vaccine is not very effective at all. Why is that? Because as you get older, immune systems get weaker. Doesn't have to be if you just make sure your nutritional status is ideal.
That's so, it. It doesn't have to be that way. Support your immune response.
And then they say the vaccines are safe for pregnant women. I think there are a lot of people
horrific.
You know, it's really the propaganda. And then, of course, you can go get a flu vaccine over at Publix. I wonder who's administering it. And are they going to really have the proper information to give you?
The highest quality standards of cleanliness.
Well,
hopefully.
I just wonder who's administering it. I remember we used to have a consent form to sign after you've read it when you administer a flu vaccine. I wonder if they're still doing that.
I think,
Janet, you should go get a flu shot and you can report back next week.
Oh, okay. I'll be the guinea pig. Not. Okay. So the flu can be a very serious illness, and I'm reading from the CDC website, especially in young children, adults ages 65 and over, and those with underlying health conditions and pregnant women. So those are the people who need to pay an extra bit of attention to supporting their immune system and staying away from the things that we know suppress your immune system. Sugar. So staying away from highly processed carbs that are just one step away from sugar, staying away from foods that have been contaminated with high fructose corn syrup to the best of your ability. Make sure that you have a comprehensive, colorful diet, some of it raw, some of it cooked. Soups are very, very nutritious. Think about bone broth as a base, and then adding very high quality vegetables and so on. And then keep in mind Janna juice, and Janna juice available here at Dr. Herb Slavin's office, at Tooney's, at Greenlands, and such an important support to how your immune system is meant to function. And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to Natural Doc Radio. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 a.m. I'll be at Greenlands, 11 to 2. Bye-bye.
Listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.